No, I mean, like, don't.
Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal.
All right, so now we're going back. All right, so now we're going to bring on our guest, Eric. Are you there?
I'm here. How are y'all?
We are doing good. So we're excited tonight. This is a follow-up to, I guess it's been about a month since we've had you on, which I thought it was like maybe a week ago, but apparently it has not been. I don't know if I had some kind of issue with time lapse, but it's been closing in on a month since we've had you on. And you had talked to us about your abilities and doing remote viewing, and it was a topic we had talked about. So tonight we're hoping that maybe you can tap into where we're at, mm-hmm. and it's kind of in continuation to what you were getting the last time we spoke.
Okay, sounds fun. All right, so let me see what I can do. love to be put on the spot. It's kind of cool.
If you can't put you on the spot, you're not talking to us.
Exactly, and I love it. So let me see what I pick up on. I'm just going to look at – y'all are at the location right now, so I'm just going to look at wherever the location would be, okay? And I'm just going to, like, feel free to talk and do the show. I'm just going to be doing my thing. I'm just kind of hovering around and just kind of asking them to take me places. And what I do is I focus on the dead people there and, like, maybe what trauma could be there on the land or anybody that would, like, kind of give me some idea of what they do to the people that are there. Because a lot of times with haunted locations, there's some activity that can be residual, and then there's some active activity. I just saw a little animal, spirit animal walk by. It looked like a cat, so... let me just kind of look and see. All right, so I've got two things that I'm seeing right now. First of all, there's a guy coming to me. it's kind of funny. I don't think he likes that I'm there. It's kind of interesting. Oh, shit. So, yeah, he probably is going to push people. I feel that, and I feel a sense of oppression. That's not good. Have y'all had anything maybe like fall down or be pushed down lately? Because I feel like he also would move things or actually do a forceful push. That could be on a body or actually equipment or something, because I feel like it's going to fall. And for some reason, he's talking a lot, like in his head, like he's crazy, which is interesting. Has anybody there had any issues with, like, maybe hearing things or having a lot of, like, sometimes toning? Because he feels literally nuts. I know that sounds crazy. But he also feels like he's somewhat oppressive. And then I get this little girl who comes to me who she's sweet. She's a sweet energy. And then she morphs back into him. So it's almost like she's hiding from whoever this energy is. Can you go upstairs where you guys are? Can I go to another floor? Are you there?
With your, we're here. And so what's fun for us tonight is we being at the location. So you have us that kind of, you know, conducted our investigations. And then we also have one of the owners, and she lives here too. So we have all.
Can I go upstairs in that location is what I'm asking. Is there two floors to it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm on a second floor right now. I'm going upstairs, and a little girl is taking me upstairs, and she's wanting me to walk upstairs to the right, and she's telling me she hides in there because the bad man is there. And then I see a little boy who's probably from a period time. He's with a little girl, so they possibly are siblings, and they're hiding from this person. I wonder if there was any children's death on that property, because I feel like the child is like laying down and there's some feeling of either asphyxiation or can't breathe, or I'm literally, I don't know if she was killed there. It's just a weird feeling. But this guy keeps kind of like following me, kind of like, I can't honestly tell who he is. And then he takes, there is another spirit that's taking me out back to what I'm going to call a tree or some other location back there. And there should be either death on that property, either via hanging or some kind of trauma. That's going to be out to the left in the back. There should be also possibly graves over there in a well, the way that they show this to me. And then he's digging up, and he's throwing dirt like from a shovel, and he's talking about he's there or there's bodies there. So I wonder if there was like some type of murder, homicide there. I don't know if this is a hanging because it just feels traumatic. There is a replay of energy that I feel, but it does feel like a valid haunting where you would get someone interacting with you. And the lady that's there, that possibly is either there, the caretaker of the property, she is very sensitive, and the children that I'm connecting to like to play with her and touch her hair when she's sleeping. And there should be like another presence there that's not as nice, who seems to like to move things around. And there could be a cat there too, because I keep seeing like a cat, like, you know, just like an animal that would interact with whatever this invisible spirit is that's doing that. And then it's just weird. I get the feeling of just like, you know how like you're in a window and you just kind of jump out. So I wonder if there was also like a suicide or some other kind of weird death there, or the falling or the hanging. It's just weird. Like I feel like I'm up and then I go down. And so I don't know exactly what that's about, but I'm going to still kind of focus on it. Y'all, you know, talk and do whatever you do, okay?
Yeah, no, I think it's rather interesting. And if we talk, will it mess you up if we just talk to, like, have
no,
the
No, it won't. I'm just kind of like, what I'm doing is I'm just going space, place to place, and you talk and do whatever you do, okay?
Okay.
All right, so Libby, we have Libby with us who is lives here. Mm-hmm. And I think so far, I don't know as much as, like, you guys. Now, obviously, you know them because you live here, but I know through my knowledge and through a lot of things that she's been saying, I can see a direct tie-in even with the stuff out back based on some of our videos. The one video that I played earlier today was 100% matching that scenario. So I think,
Libby, when you sleep, there is this little girl that comes up to you, and she's whispering to you and talking to you. So you're going to hear Tony and maybe like, Mommy. Mommy, or you might hear something. And then the guy, there might be like a guy who's, I don't know if you sleep on the property, but I see another guy, and that's the oppressive energy. I almost feel like he might wake up, whoever this is, might wake up like gasping for air or having a little bit of a nightmare. And then I feel like I'm pulling you out of bed, which is a whole nother thing. So I wonder if there's any physical touch or if anybody's been physically like pulled or yanked or the covers pulled or the feet touched because they take me to the end of the bed. You are okay there, but I don't know who the male is. It's a real person. I feel like whoever this is doesn't like males. I mean, it's like it's more oppressive to them. It was initially to you, but now you're cool because you've made peace with them. But the males in that space, I don't think they like them. They, you know, they might antagonize, I think maybe they antagonize them or it's a power trip, But that guy, whoever he is, he's... Say that again?
Like my boyfriend.
Exactly. I am literally the guy right now, and he is, like, wanting to push him, or he's like, I don't know if you have a barn on that presence, like, you know, someplace where you can do, like, woodwork or shop or something. Like, he's in a second building. He's not in the other place now. He's taking me over there, and he's showing me, like, metal stuff, like, you know, how if you're, what is it you're doing? He's hitting metal, like, you know, like a craftsman or, okay, show me again. Okay, so you're like a metal work person, wood person, something. So he doesn't like him in that space. And the space is different, so it's not the original space, I don't think, but he doesn't like them on that land, period. And you've got the gamut of a lot of different things because way further over there would be soldiers, so there's death of soldiers. You do have some Native Americans on the right. Like, I see it as left and right, so it's going to be on the right-hand side further back. It's just interesting. It kind of reminds me of the land of Tennessee when I've been there before. Do you have, like, a lot of rural property in the backyard or woods?
Yeah, we have a camp area that is wooded. There's a large field. There's a building that's got a ton of, like, antique, like, farming tools and things like that in it.
Okay. That's what I'm kind of seeing. I'm seeing, like, I'm going to call them metal pinchers, you know, like black metal pinchers where I would pick stuff up that's hot. It's a really interesting property, and they're showing me, like, I'm sorry I'm interrupting you. It's just like when they're talking to me, I have to say it. Like, they're showing me digging. You're going to find artifacts on that land, too. It might be pottery or, like, what I would call little pieces of white and blue ceramic and some glass bottleware, too. And I don't know if someone disturbed an area because he's not happy y'all were digging over there. That's the problem, too. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
About to do it again.
Yeah, we're getting ready to do some construction up there.
Uh-huh.
Some digging and putting taking away a large area of the lawn portion of it.
The activity will increase when you do that.
When you first said about someone getting, you know, pushed, my grandmother, who also lives in the building here, she just had a really bad fall on the first floor. She's 87, and she fell pretty hard and, you know, fell on her face on the floor but got a black eye.
Broken glasses.
Yeah, that happened on the first, was that? A week and a half ago.
Yeah.
She's all right. But
thank goodness.
Yeah.
I'm still looking around. Will y'all go ahead and talk? I just like looking around to see what it's like a treasure hunt. It's kind of cool.
Mhm. Yeah. I think for putting you on the spot, the little that I know, I think this is, like, it's amazing.
How would you know about that property and that building with those tools?
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, not necessarily everybody.
Not
everybody has that.
No,
not everyone. No, we did not. The only communication I had with Erica today was, hey, will you do 10? She said, okay. I was like, no, if you do 10:30, she said, okay. So that's all we had. You know, this is literally putting someone on a spot.
Which is, like, amazing.
And earlier today, I was at around 9:30, I was playing we captured a piece of evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And you've already, you know, hit upon
many of
the evidence that I was just showing people.
Yeah.
So it was pretty, it's pretty phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So one other thing that they're showing me that I don't really understand is they're showing me a white female's leg, okay? And I wanted to say it was a tattoo, but I'm wondering if it was a bruise or a scar or a scratch. So I did this. Well, that was what that was. Be careful and see if there has been anybody on site that's been scratched literally on the side of the leg, of the thigh, or if, do you have any marks like scars where I would see like a surgery scar, or has anybody been scratched there or bruised?
Are you saying
I have
female?
Say that
only?
One more time.
You said
it doesn't
female,
matter.
Right?
I just, well, I mean, it might not be a female. I just know it's a leg. It's a thin leg. It's not a big leg. So it looks like a white male, but or white female or male, either way. It's white skin, and I just know that there's some kind of scratch or scar on the outer thigh, what they're showing me.
Tim's legs are all scratched up from the cat,
right.
And he's diabetic, so his scars don't heal, so mm-hmm. he's got some pretty nasty scrapes on his
okay.
legs
right
now.
Okay. Yeah, I
and
saw
our,
the
and
cat. You, the cat responds to something there.
Yeah, he does act really weird. We're always saying, like, what, you know, he jumps up in the air and, you know, spazzes out and, you know.
Okay. Now I'm getting creeped out a little bit. Okay, so can I go to wood there where you are, like a wood wall? You know how like a log cabin has wood wood walls? Do you have anything like wood walls that I can go to in like a living room setting?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what they're trying to show me. There's something behind the wood in one of those locations. So where are you at right now? Are you in the living room? Can you go there? You might find some treasure. Like they're showing me like to pull it. There's something behind it. I'm where a fireplace is, so this might be a fireplace. Do you have like a fireplace in that location?
Not anymore.
Or something like a shelf?
Yeah, there used to be.
Okay. What I'm seeing is that wherever that square is in that home, there was either something there before that was hidden that might have been found. They're saying it's still there. There's something behind there. it's almost like bodies or bones. It's weird. Have you found any bones in that house?
Not that I can think of or remember talking about. Not recently.
Okay. Okay. Just really weird, girl. I almost feel like you're gonna move something, and it might be outside, too, where you're going to dig. I wouldn't be surprised if you run across some bones, okay?
Oh, wow.
Love it.
Yeah, because they're showing me, like, wood and a fireplace, and I wonder if this was maybe a different location on that land. But if you were to dig, I would be curious to whether or not you find something like bones, because I have a feeling you're going to run into something like that really soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all talk.
Yeah, no, I think you have us like at the stage.
We're at
like,
a processing
we don't know
point.
What to say.
Yeah.
They're processing what you're
yeah.
telling them. Since, you know, I think there is a plan. Is it planned already to dig?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They have like a plan with a date and everything to dig, and you're saying about digging and finding bones.
I know.
Yeah, I almost feel like what they're trying to show me is that when you, whoever has this, like this location, okay, they whoever lived there before would hide things in the wall. You know, like a long time ago, people would hide money, they'd hide papers. So there's something that's hidden that's taken, okay? And I think it's removed, okay, but they're not upset about that. What they're upset about is You're about to dig, so that's going to be something. They're also upset about whoever this man's in the house. They're upset about pulling the floors up, so it's really a lot to do with the remodeling or fixing of things. And I don't know what they're talking about the windows. So this could be like actual glass windows that have been removed or fixed or repaired. They did this by hand. They're upset about that. So it's. I wonder if whoever the original owners had some part of like repairing or fixing or creating this home. So it's almost like their stamp on it. And now that, you know, new owners are in there doing things, they're not happy about that. And then they're talking about the crest. So I wonder if there was like a crest. Sometimes there's a crest or a marking in a home to do with the family. Did you find anything like that, like a little etching or something that's kind of consistent with the home?
Not recently that we're aware of.
Okay. All right. Let me see if they can draw it for me. Y'all keep talking. Okay.
Well, and I think that the interesting thing is, like, here compared to other places we have gone, there's so little investigating that's been done here.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the outside, just a couple times in a particular room of the actual house.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of,
yeah.
We don't have a lot to go by, but you're going by just these, like, experiences. It's really pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've had a lot more things happen in this building than next door. You know, living here, I guess, as long as I have been living in the different areas. Mm-hmm. But I used to, when she mentioned about getting woken up, when I had my bedroom on the second floor, I used to feel like someone was touching my feet and it would wake me up and I'd get scared for a minute, like someone was in my room.
Right.
But then I'd come and be like, oh, and I just kind of got a little used to it or I don't know. But
well,
that's what
you start to come up with excuses to just deal with it, you know, and you kind of excuse it away.
Yeah.
To be able to.
But when
going.
She brought that up, that's what I immediately thought is when my bedroom was in that one room that used to happen. It doesn't happen anymore.
Well, you never know what's going to happen tonight.
I know. Poor Tim. Tim's in for it.
You're going to wake up to the feet toucher again?
Okay. He'll come down a full believer. That could be funny.
Yeah. Well, my boy very, he does not believe in it or anything, you know, anything like that. He's very, you know, at all. So maybe that's like a point of, you know, that they don't like about him, that he, you know, he doesn't believe in them.
He's very adamantly about their non-existence.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, it could be that too, but I think it's really just a power struggle of energies, honestly. You know, he feels really cool, but I just feel like he's a strong energy, and, you know, he is a non-believer per you guys. But he's also very strong and strong-willed. So you got a human strong-willed and a spirit strong-willed. And sometimes they, you know, butt heads. And so that's kind of what I get. It went from you to him for some reason. Do you have like a real sewing machine in that location with like a little quilt or something in a room?
Yes.
Okay, because that's where I am right now. And there's an older lady who's not a child. She's in there too now. I wonder if she's original to the home because she's showing me like this had to be some type of farm or something at some point because she's showing me outside the window and I can see two little girls playing, you know, in the yard. And I can see rows of what I will call either corn or some kind of crop. And she kind of reminds me of an Amish lady in some ways because she has some, you know, like the Puritan, like, thing on the head. You know, and she's her, I want to say you would have a picture of her. There's got to be a history of her because she says she's seen, like people know who she is. So she's not like a secret. And she says she'd worked this land. So she's lived on this land. She lost it So the family would have lost this land, and her husband died. And, ooh, so that's kind of your haunting, too. You've got a woman there, and her husband died. So he would have died. Somebody died of fever. She's talking about fever now. So I wonder if there's a history of, like, somebody dying of fever and a child dying of fever, too, okay? That's kind of what I pick up on death, too. Death, fever.
Okay.
I'm just making notes. And then there's a trauma, too. So, okay, thank you. Just weird. Okay, y'all keep talking. It's interesting.
Now, I wonder if it's, you know, a combination, because it's kind of more than one, you know, history, if you will, here.
Yeah.
You know, that ties into, yeah.
You probably
and you've got different ones. There's obviously a murder or some kind of like trauma death there too. That's to me associated with that male. Do you know if anybody's been hanged on that property?
Not that I know of.
Or murdered or anything like that.
Any history on it? That's something we could ask Tim.
Okay. There's a whole of bodies.
What did you say? What of bodies?
I said there is a hole of bodies, meaning there are bodies in a hole on that property someplace. Not far from where she's going to be actually digging, too, by the way.
Oh.
I'm so twisted. I'm just like, oh, yay.
You're going to be scoping that dig out.
I'm never leaving. I hardly leave now. Now I'm setting up permanently in there.
Yeah.
Be like, is that a shovel? Totally into it.
Yeah, I can definitely
so what kind of what kind of activity have you had as a homeowner? Do you have any questions about the property?
Well, the male spirit you mentioned, I mean, we've had things happen, you know, some investigating we've done where, you know, the, a male spirit has been mentioned, not necessarily like evil or mean, but just negative kind of, because my aunt, she used to live in this building, but she used to, you know, talk about like kind of like a shadow figure that she, you know, would follow her through the first floor. But my family, different family members have lived in this house over the years, and pretty much all of them have had things. You know, my cousin used to live in the attic, and he would, you know, tell my aunt, you know, she'd hear him talking, and she'd say, well, who are you talking to? And he'd say, the people in my room. You know, he'd be up there talking to the room. And then my kids had their bedrooms up there. The room was kind of divided. And I was on the second floor, and they would be, you know, in bed, and I would hear walking around, and I'd think, oh, what are they doing up? And I'd go up there, and they were sound asleep. Mm-hmm. And that, I just kind of got used to that. You know, I didn't even really go check anymore because it was, but then I had my one boyfriend, Wayne, move in, and it happened to him. He was up late at night, and he would go up, and because he thought my kids were up, and he'd walk up there, and they're sound asleep. But it sounds like someone's walking around, moving things, dropping stuff, like, you know, like both of them are awake, very noisy up there.
Yeah, I definitely heard that, and I also heard multiple people talking at one time. So I almost felt like you as a homeowner would hear voices or hear people talking to you, like loud, just like we're talking now. And I also felt that you being very sensitive, I think you have that ability as well, you're going to have a little bit more of the connection to what to me feels like children. And also the male, he is not a brunt right now. He's not mean to you, but people that would investigate, I think he'd show him something. And you know, the boyfriend, he definitely would show him something. But he's more, I guess, connecting to you respectfully now because y'all had a talk. And so he's cool with you. But everybody else, God, I mean, I hate it for them. they're going to get some activity. And I would imagine some grunting or some kind of like, you know, you know, some kind of clearing of the throat or some kind of like, you know, that kind of like a sound, like a, not a growl, not demonic, but I almost feel like you would get EVPs of, like, you would know it's a male's voice.
We had a girl in the bookstore, Darlene. This was a while ago. She came in the morning, and there's a building, there's a shop that's, like, adjacent to this building, or it's connected, and she went into the office there to flip the lights on, and she heard like, a deep, like, male, like kind of like what you described. She said it was kind of growlish or, like, a, you know. Okay. She said it scares her so bad that, like, she couldn't go to turn the lights on. And this was in the morning. This was real early in the morning. She was opening up.
I had two that within the last few years that were very, very, very paranoid about turning the lights off at night because they had experiences in there.
Yeah, in the,
where it used to be.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, to do that.
Yeah.
So exactly. one quick question. Is there a well or a circular brick something on that property out behind? Well, see, I see it as three buildings. So I don't know how many buildings are actually there, but is there something that has been covered up, like a hole or a well on that property now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a tannery on the property, and there's a vat that used to be towards the back of the, which we're thinking maybe that's where, you know, you mentioned bones, or, you know, maybe that's that.
I honestly feel that's that, because I feel like somebody is down there. Oh, God. It feels like bones are down there. You know how, like, somebody either is dead down there because they fell or somebody put a body down there? There's something down there, bone-wise, because they keep bringing me to it, and it's not about water. It's about, hey, I'm here. So whether those bones are still there or they were, you know, just, it's, you know, hey, I was here. I feel like there's something traumatic that's happened on that land, like somebody fell. Like I felt like I was up, like, you know, not in a tree, and then I fall down. So I wonder if any – and then they showed me kind of like jumping out the window, you know. So I think someone had to fall on that property, down something, or fall, period, and die. It's just an interesting thing, and I keep feeling like I'm in a well, like I'm on top of a well and I'm being pushed. Or I'm on top of a well and I fall down. So I wonder if there's any history of, like, either a little girl or somebody dying or falling there.
Yeah, we can look into that. My boyfriend works at the Historical Society, so we can look up that information and see if there was any deaths on the property or accidents.
I don't feel anything super negative or demonic. I do feel like, you know, you do have all human spirits. You know, some of them a little disgruntled, you know, but hey, you know, nothing that would make me want to sell my house or anything like that. It feels like some of it is kind of fun and interactive. You know, sometimes I think there's going to be, you know, a little bit of mean activity, but not really toward you anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad I'm cool now.
Yeah.
You are cool, honey.
Yeah.
Going,
I'll be quiet.
It's the popular, you know, assumption. It's like, yeah, I'm cool. Good stuff.
Finally.
Yeah.
You've made it.
Yeah,
ghost,
at 40.
The ghost approved. The ghost approved.
It's primarily about the care of the property and your love of the property. And being that it's family, you know, it's not always – some people in family, they can haunt. But you – I think your energy's changed a lot. You know, sometimes they go through health issues. And I just feel like they you know, you're cool now. They're not going to give you a hard time. They're more about protecting you in some capacity at this time. So it just, it feels like it's good vibes for you. I can't say that for everybody interacting in that space. But definitely they've given you a pass, a paranormal pass, girl.
Now, was there a time at all when they might have affected her in some way, shape, or form before they seal of approval?
Yeah, she was enemy number one. initially, I feel like, well, not enemy number one. I guess I shouldn't say that. But, yeah, I feel like they've kind of, like, tormented her because during the time of, I don't know, the ownership of the house, there's just been changes, okay? And so, like, I feel like I'm digging again or removing a tree or something. And a lot of times, sometimes they don't like stuff like that. Did you pull a tree out of that property or cut it down or remove it since you've been there?
Very, very rare to do that. In fact, there's probably some that should have been that aren't.
To answer your question, it does feel like, yes, at some point you were a brunt of maybe some of the activity, but they make me feel like you went through some type of health, you know, issue, and so they decided to kind of like not bother you anymore. So, you know, maybe that's the saving grace, okay?
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good stuff.
Good stuff.
It's interesting. Did Libby were to ask you questions and stuff, does that kind of like hinder what you do, or is there a point where she can?
No,
ask
I think that'd be
that
cool.
Might...
She can do that. Yeah, y'all can do that.
Ask Libby. She had any questions.
She did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like what you
there.
Said. I'm just still thinking about all this stuff that was said, like. And remembering back on things that may have happened to me that, you know, some things that kind of make sense a little bit now.
Right.
Well, I don't always leave everybody speechless, but come on.
That could be part of your new tagline and all of your business stuff. Let's people speechless in a good way,
right? Good,
yeah.
Good,
because that could be taken either way,
right? Right, totally.
but it's interesting. So we've investigated here multiple times, and what I find interesting is I believe we communicated with the same spirit on multiple occasions, and it's easy to define because he comes through with kind of a voice that was like kind of creepy.
It's a distinct
His responses are not evil, but they're creepy. I guess that'd be the way to describe it.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I don't know if that is the guy that you're getting. Is he kind of like, because at first you mentioned him being kind of like, Not evil, not mean, but he was kind of like crazy. You know, do you think that he was, this is the spirit that will communicate, that he's able to verbally communicate with us with our paranormal investigations?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he is a little, I guess I'll be respectful. He's a little different. Might have had some mental issues or whatever because he's, but yeah, there's a feeling of his, I would say it's the same person because he made attention to me to know that when he communicates, he uses a certain tone, but he also would not growl, but it is something that's distinctive, like a grunt or a lower register type of voice. His energy is very, not scary, but it is on some level, I'd still say it's somewhat oppressive or voyeuristic in a way, because he wants you to know he's there. He's not gonna hide in the shadows. He's not that guy. I am here. Look at me. What are you doing on my space? That is his energy. He And he likes to push things and move things. And he won't mess with your equipment when you tell him to do it. He'll do it when he wants to. That is his energy. So if you were to say, hey, touch this, he's not going to do it then. He'll wait until, like, you walk away, and then he'll touch it, and then he'll laugh at you. It's kind of funny.
What else can you tell about him? Like, did he live in the house? Or, like, how old is he?
He doesn't feel like he lived in the house. You know what? He feels like, I see your land different now. You know, like, you might be there and there's so many buildings, but I see it different. I see one big house, okay, and I see, like, what I'm going to call a porch, you know, like a wood plank porch that I can walk on top of. I got to go up some stairs or steps to get there. And then, like, right across from that, like, far away, there's another house that I'm going to look at, and it's facing you, okay? So another building or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if he lived there, because I feel like I look at your house and I'm upset with you. And I don't know if he worked that land, or he was promised that location and he didn't get it, or there was some kind of animosity between the two homeowners. But it's weird.
There was
like, go ahead.
When Harvey, he sold some of the land, or was that McFarland?
McFarland. But he had an equally kind of shitty deal too.
Yeah. So the guy that built the house, he originally had the land. You hit on it right when you said about the different buildings, because we do own a larger property that has different buildings, and so he owned it all at one point, but then had to sell off half of it, you know, to the bank, or he sold it.
And he, whoever this is very attention detailed to whatever you are doing to his house. He makes no bones about it. And I think that's a lot of the haunting. It's just him just saying, hey, this is still my house, you know.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that could be why, if he's upset about the changes and stuff, that would make sense.
Yeah, definitely, because there's been some pretty different things happen since he had it, yeah.
Was there a fire? Okay, so this is another thing. Somebody has the smoke in that house, okay? He doesn't want that, and I'm going to tell you why. There's a fire. Oh God, he's mad at me right now. He don't want me to tell you this. So there had to be a fire there some way, and I wonder if he smoked and it was his fault, or there's something, you know, like a candle. It's his fault for the fire, okay? That's 100%. There's something about a fire maybe on that property, and if y'all smoke in the house, or the boyfriend actually is who he's talking about, if they smoke in the house, he doesn't want the house to catch on fire. So do you know if it's ever been, like, a fire there before, a small one?
Yeah.
There was a fire in one of the buildings here, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't. I mean, it was caught in time, but it destroyed part of the attic. The one portion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now it's taking me someplace else, to a river. Is there any water on that property?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is weird because I'm at the, okay, I'm a ghost. So this is so funny. If I go to the river, I don't know if he's messing with me or he's serious. So he's taking me to the river, right? And he's telling me to be careful because alligators going to get me. Do y'all have alligators where you live? I'm just curious. Okay. So he's just messing with me. Don't mess with me. But he is. He's taking me to a river or some kind of water place. And he's kind of like trying to be funny because he's trying to take me to the water. So let me just go there and see. Okay. All right, I'm floating down the water, and Yeah, I mean, nothing to that. I don't see no bodies in the water or nothing like that. But he does show me, like, the aerial of the property. And I think he's mad because he lost some of that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is totally off. There's, like, this little dog. This is totally off. This has nothing to do with him, but... Like, there's this little tiny dog. It kind of reminds me of a, what kind of dog are you? Like a Shih Tzu or something. Like, it's brown,
uh-huh.
It's furry, it's dead, and it's coming to me. So, is that your dog?
We've had a couple dogs, little dogs.
Okay. I'll draw it and send it to Rob and see if that looks like your doggy. All right. What other questions do you have, honey?
Are all the spirits that you are communicating with, are they all, like, content here? I mean, do you get a good feeling from them? Or?
Let me ask. The children, yes. The children to me are of the land. They're cool. They're good vibes. He is situational, and so what that means is when people are respectful to him, he'll be okay. He'll be okay with you, but I do feel like you'll still feel him, okay? I don't think he's going to do anything mean to your husband, but he might scare him. But if anybody were to come on that property, like some, like, you know, paranormal investigators or whatever, that are disrespectful, he would, like, I would say anybody that would come on the property and antagonize him, like, he would do something. I don't know that he would physically hurt them, but they would get something, noise or something that let them know that he is there. But he doesn't feel like a negative spirit. He feels like someone who is just basically asserting his energy and his space and the ownership of the land despite the changes of the houses on the land, okay?
And you mentioned a woman, too?
She, to me, feels like, yeah, she feels like she lived on that in that house. I can't say she's married to him. She could be relative of yours as well. See if you have any pictures of, like, someone in your house. Of a lady who her hair is up, like, I'll describe it. It's kind of like brownish looking, maybe has some gray, and it's like poofy but rolled back. You know, it's rolled back like in the Victorian style. She's got a collar dress on or collar shirt on is how I see her. And at some time she would have like a little bonnet hat or some kind of hat on the back of her head. But she feels like she's your family, your bloodline.
You're describing Catherine Sweeney, who was the she's the second family to own the house.
Okay.
And we have pictures of her, and that's exactly what she looks like.
Yeah.
You
like
know,
exactly.
She connects to you and family, so she treats you like family. So that is a blessing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Her acceptance of you like family.
That's good, yeah.
Rob, send me a picture of that, if you don't mind, so I can look and see if that's what I saw when I was looking at it. If you don't mind,
right.
On Facebook later on.
All right.
Y'all have any more questions for me?
No. So when it comes to our investigating, do you want to know some of the things that, should we tell you at this point, or you want us to keep it still, like, under
wraps? No, y'all can tell me. It's been a long day. I'm ready to go sleep.
So the interesting thing about this building is that it's not heavily paranormal investigated at all.
In this particular building.
This particular building. Mm-hmm. We were, you know, Libby allowed us to do some investigating in here throughout probably the last couple of years, but not a ton. You know, we usually just come and hang out and stuff and, you know, use it as like our safe haven. But the the stuff that we got was very distinct. Now, we have a spirit that communicates and calls himself creepy. You know, and so that's not us being disrespectful or, you know, saying anything negative about him, but he addresses himself as creepy. And I'll be honest with you, some of the responses we have are, and you had mentioned voyeuristic, it is kind of creepy responses. You know, I don't know if this is like, it doesn't seem to me like he would be the owner of the building that maybe you're picking up on, or maybe that's someone who's been here and maybe even moved on, but it was definitely creepy. And he actually called himself Creepy Stan. So he gave us a full name, you know, but not a full last name. Unless, you know, and that's what I found interesting is you had mentioned some of that stuff, but I don't know if that particular spirit is still here, and if it's a version of that spirit you're communicating with that, you know, is just trying to rile us up when we were doing our thing, or what?
No, honestly, that land has multiple spirits on it. So the way that I do remote in my head is I walk through the front door of the house. But she walks through the side, so that's not even the same. But I'm walking through the front door of how I see it. And way over to the right in the back, that land over there might have native. So you've got the native spirits. You've got multiple spirits on that land. Your creepy Stan is still present. He's not in that wherever you are now. He's not there. See, that's what I'm looking at. He's over on the other place. He says he's over there on the other place. So that might be to the left, well, and back. That's where he is, where he says he is.
He looks around.
I think he does, but he's not where I am right now. So he is still a real spirit there. I think you have more than one spirit. The original owner male is present. He's like a shadow figure. Yeah, I get that. He is one who will interact with the family there now, specifically the boyfriend. There might be some tossing and stuff of that, you know, them tossing it up energetically. Then there are some children there. There are some, like, spirit animals for sure. And there's probably, like, some livestock that's on that land, too, that's also buried. From another time. So there are several dead things on the land, but your creepy Stan is valid because, you know, he does talk to me when we mention him, and he says, now I'm there. Robert, are you wearing a white shirt right now or gray?
No,
Underneath
I have like a bluish gray.
Okay, yeah, it wouldn't be that. it'd have to be white. Who has white? Anybody got white on right now, like a white shirt? White or gray, light gray?
No, I was wearing light gray shorts earlier, but not a shirt.
No, it wouldn't be that. What about the boyfriend? I feel like I'm like undressing all of y'all. What does the boyfriend have on right now?
I don't know. He's upstairs.
Okay.
I don't know.
He might have a white shirt on or a gray shirt because it's a man that he's taking me to.
I live in this building as well, and my grandfather always wears white T-shirts. Always.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's that.
That's where he is right now, your creepy Stan.
Yeah, because they're up on the second floor.
Yeah.
Did you get
so, honey? Okay. You've got a haunted location, a valid haunted location.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, and that the creepy guy can stay up there for tonight, so that's fine with us.
Yeah.
Fine with me. Because some of the stuff he said and we've captured, like full sentences and stuff, it's been rather off-putting.
Kind of funny.
Yeah, kind of funny. But because you remember the time when about the It's Such a Treat to Watch You.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
One of the things that came through the spirit box was that it was such a treat to watch you.
Uh-huh.
And the context of it was real off-putting.
Uh-huh.
Was it in the bathroom, like when you were taking a shower?
Yeah. yeah, I came out of the bathroom and the spirit box just said, it was such a treat to watch you. I was like, well, that's odd.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm in the shower watching you right now. I'm sorry.
You never know where it's going to take you.
You never know.
Were you able to pick up a name from the guy that is here that you were talking about?
Or let me
about them?
Okay.
Describe.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to make... okay, so original owner, I'll say older male, and then three, creepy, or male, I'll just say male. He will still be called Stanley, that's what he's saying to me, so... Whether he's Creepy Stan or he's just saying that, I don't know. But he says Stanley. Okay? All right, and then Will or something, Will. Okay, Jay or Will. Okay. Henri. the original owner, what was his name?
James.
Okay, so let me tell you, it's kind of crazy. You got three different people then. You have a J like James, you have a William, and you have a Henry. So when you do history on that home, see if all of those names are connected to that ownership. There is a J like James, there's a William, and there's a Henri or Henry. And for some reason, I want to call him Henri and not Henry. So I don't know. That could have some weird, who knows. So that's kind of what I'm picking up. You're J like James, you're William, you're Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. We definitely appreciate your
totally
your work tonight.
Yeah,
it's been super cool.
You flipped me out.
just a general question, not necessarily about, you know, where we're at. After you do these, like, what is your state of mind afterwards? Are you, like, exhausted, or is it just, like, you go on with your daily night, your night, or what's, what comes, is there a down or a...
Well, you know, I love doing it because it's, like, a game for me, and I know it sounds kind of weird, but, like, I like the challenge of it. I like to see where I can go and see what I can see. So in these situations, like remote, I don't get tired about it. It's like fun. It's like, whoo, yeah, you know. When I'm doing readings for people, it's exhausting.
Right.
When they're in person?
Over the phone, in person. Uh-huh. That's exhausting because you're in an emotion with them. You know, like I'm a medium, so I talk to a lot of dead people. And so then I feel the feelings of sorrow and grief. And it's like you feel all that, you know. And so when I'm doing remote viewing, I'm like, ooh, show me that. Ooh, show me that, you know. And so it's fun. It's kind of like psychic Christmas. But yeah, I don't get tired with that. I mean, I like the challenge of it. And I was trying to get him to show me where in your house there's like this secret something behind the wall. And so, you know, it almost feels like I can move something, you know, and there would be paperwork behind the wall. So I'm just wondering if maybe you want to take photos of that living room maybe later and send them to me on Facebook and let me see if he can show me what he's trying to tell me, because there's something behind a paneling or a wooden wall or a cab, like a log cabin piece of wood. I don't know if it's the floor joint, baseboard, something he's trying to show me that if was pried up, there would be something under there, which would be cool.
Yeah,
definitely.
Well, we appreciate you joining us tonight.
Yes, thank you so much.
That gives us, I think, a lot to go on. And,
yeah.
We'll have to do this again soon. And next time we're going to do video. Maybe we'll We should do like a recap where we do it not on video, then take you through on video and kind of show you what we think and see how it matches up.
Yeah.
Try to find a way to do it.
Yeah.
That would be interesting and yet valid.
Yeah.
Sounds cool. So I have one other quick question. So your mom, you know, is she technically in heaven right now?
No, uh-uh.
Okay. All right, let me ask what that's about. So let's just say this. I don't know if this is mom or you, and I'm not going to get into it because it's like more. You know how like sometimes we have like ribbon issues. Could be cancer. It could be kidneys. It could be all these different things, right? So if that is a factor of stress for you or your mom, please just understand that you're in a good place right now, okay? Or she is in a good place, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, somebody wanted me to tell you that. So, all right, that's it.
Thank you, Erica. This was really great.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good night and stay spooky.
You have to give us a plug where people can get one of these done or get a reading from you. Where's the best place for them to contact you?
Well, they can go to coldcasepsychic.com. They can go to secondsightparanormal.com. They can watch our movies on Paraflix, and we're streaming on some things like Tubi. They can find me on Facebook and follow me so they'll know what I'm doing. And this Sunday I'm doing $30 readings, so you can join our live. We're doing a live on My Metaphysical, and it's an event where you basically pay $30 and you can join, and we basically will do reading. I'll do readings for you, and we're selling crystals and whatnot. Check out the second site, paranormal.com. Find me on Facebook, ericabussarhaney.com or coldcasepsychic.com. And if you're a paranormal team and you're a freaking skeptic, and I am the worst skeptic ever, but you want somebody cool like me to remote view your location and tell you what dead people are there, hit me up. If you've got a TV show, I'm willing, I'm down. Hit me up. Yeah, that was fun.
All right, well, we'll definitely talk to you soon, and, you know, we have you coming on with your live show and stuff on Live Paranormal, and we look forward to that, and we will see and talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Good night. Stay cool
night.
And para-fabulous. Bye.
You got it.
What does she mean about that?